Welcome to St. Paul's Sundays Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop from our busy lives to focus upon God's Word. We hear one of the readings that's appointed for this day, and I pray that as you reflect upon it, as you think and ponder what it might mean for you in your life today, that it would come into your life. And it would help you as you seek to bear fruit, as you serve your neighbor, and as you bring glory to God in your daily life. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Sovereign God, you have created us to live in loving community with one another. Form us for life that is faithful and steadfast. And teach us to trust like little children, that we may reflect the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our psalm that's appointed for this day is Psalm 8. The psalmist writes, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You whose glory is chanted above the heavens out of the mouths of infants and children. You have set up a fortress against your enemies to silence the foe and avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their course, what are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them? Human beings that you should care for them. Yet you have made them little less than divine. With honor and glory you crown them. You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all flock and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. As you hear this psalm of praise, right? It lifts up God's name. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. There's something powerful that's said when we talk about this, that in the culture of this time when it would be written, to call someone's name really is to capture the essence of the person. And it's to lift up sort of the importance. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. It's this notion of going, God is more powerful than all things. God is majestic in everything. And this word majestic, the Hebrew word for majestic, comes from, it can be almost interpreted as heavy. That what it is it's that it calls us to, the background is a scale. And that, you know, if you put weight on one of the scales, it holds it down. That God's name is heavy, is important through all things. It calls us to remember God's majesty, God's presence, God's power in all things. But notice what happens. You have that line that's the beginning and the end, and it kind of bookmarks. But in the middle, what it talks about is so much, think about that God does something beyond what we can even imagine. God, even though he's beyond comprehension, even though, you know, he's majestic in all things, in all the earth. He cares for us, and he trusts us with caring for what he has done. For listen to what it says. You whose glory is chanted above the heavens out of the mouths of infants and children, you have set up a fortress against your enemy to silence the foe and avenger. Right? Your glory, the sense of all that you have done, is chanted in the heavens out of infants and children. Even the small children cry out what you have done. You set up a fortress, a way to protect against the enemies. to silence the foe and avenger. When I consider the work, the heavens, your work of your fingers, the moon, the stars you have set in their course, right? Think about all of creation, the majesty of all that God has done. When you think about that, think about also what God has done. He has created us. What are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them? Human beings that you should care for them. In all of God's majesty, think about it. We are just little peons. Yet God cares for us. God, it says in Genesis, created us in God's own image. That God cares for us and watches over us, protects us from our enemies and foes. And he's like, yet you have made them a little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet. That God gives us this place in all of his creation to say, everything is under your feet. That means that you have the words dominion, that you have the ability to care for everything. And part of it is sometimes, if you think about it, you know, put everything under your feet. That's an expression that's sometimes used with kings or queens, rulers, that their servants serve under their feet. Part of it, though, I think, as we think about the way that we really should rule, that the way we should care for everything isn't to go, oh, here, I can do what I want with it. But it's to acknowledge the majesty of God, all of creation, and to say, how is it that we can best care for the earth? How is it that we can best care for all of God's creation? That when God puts us, you know, puts it under our feet, it's not for us to go, oh, we can do whatever we want with it. But how do we treat creation with respect, with honor? That we see the majesty of God at work, that we see the way his hands were at work, you know, making the stars and the heavens and the moons, right? That we see the magnificence of all creation, and we seek to care for it in a way that honors God. That he puts everything under our feet, the cattle and the flock, the beast, the field, the birds of the air. And part of it is, as we think about all that God has done, part of what the psalm really sets out is to say, even though God is the ruler of all, his name is majestic in everything, yet God cares for us and everything. That our relationship, our daily walk, is about how we honor God. But it's not just me and Jesus, me and God. But he says here is part of what he's done. He's put everything under our feet. That part of our relationship is, how do we care for those around us? Right? How do we care for the animals around us? How do we care for creation? How do we live with our neighbors? Because all of this is a part of what it means to be the people of God. Too often, I think we've segmented, right? Our faith deals with this, and secular life deals with everything else. This psalm, I think, brings everything together in the sense of when we think about God's majesty, we think about all that God has done, God is creator. Part of us is, we are part of his creation, but he's given us a place in that creation to care for everything, and all that we do makes a difference. God wants us to live this kind of holistic life, that it's not segmented, you know, soul and body, but it's together, right? It's not secular and sacred, but in many ways, everything is sacred because God has made everything. God's name is majestic and all things. And how do we honor that? How do we live a life that sees God in all things? Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, How majestic is your name in all the earth. May our voices be filled with praise for you and help others to see how majestic you are. May our lives conform to you so that others may see our works and it lead them to praise you and know that you are majestic and your glory surrounds everything. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.